Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Four Corners, an institution here in Australia, an institution here at the ABC, responsible for not only reporting on the news, but making the news, damn it, over many, many decades. And yet perhaps their finest work was done just this week when they have meticulously taken down Netflix for some factual inaccuracies with regards to the latest series of The Crown. Let's hear more. Morag Ramsey is the supervising producer for Four Corners. Good morning, Morag, and thank you for your time.
Good morning. See, we won a gold Walkley on Friday. This week we're taking down Netflix.
I mean, I was going to question your priorities, but look, I think we can have light and shade on your program with using your resources, surely.
Absolutely.
What's your beef? What did The Crown get wrong? I mean, it's a great show. They work hard on the historical accuracy, surely.
No, look, apart from being the wrong date, the wrong location, and a quote that he never said, they got it perfectly right.
So, for listeners just tuning in, this all relates to episode 4 of the latest series, doesn't it, which depicts some Australian events?
Yeah, so it's in the lead-up to the royal visit from Prince Charles and Diana in 1983, and at that stage, Bob Hawke was running to be Prime Minister. So that's the context for the Four Corners piece. He was being interviewed as the opposition leader, essentially to put his case to the people as to why he should be the future Prime Minister.
Morag, you know, I'm a proud patriot here, but why on earth would an opposition leader's interview be of any interest to The Crown as an international award-winning Netflix series?
I think it's to do with the context of the visit and how they were, you know, likely to be received in Australia.
And what did Bob Hawke's interview, as depicted in the show, it's a bit inflammatory, isn't it? He's basically pretty anti-monarchist.
Yeah. Look, he is. He says, and they didn't get all of the quotes wrong, many of them were right, but it's just the key quote where they have him saying, you wouldn't put a pig in charge of a herd of prime beef cattle, even if it does look good in a twin set and pearls. Now,
So that's their scripted quote.
Okay. So, you know, far be it from me to try and clean up Bob Hawke's image, but he didn't say that.
I understand they also used Spain as a fill-in for Brisbane.
Yes, that I, you know, can only fact-check from what I read on the interweb. But yes, look, far be it from me to criticise. I have done many a reconstruction for Four Corners over the years where, you know, it's possible that a car park in the back of Gore Hill in the old ABC studios may or may not have been, you know, a place in Iraq at some point. But no, I understand that with The Crown, they filmed it in Spain rather than Brisbane.
And the greatest indignity to me as a Melbourneite, of course, that they claimed the interview was done in Canberra. And no, it came right out of here.
It certainly did. It was Melbourne all the way.
Morag, any response from Netflix yet to your accurate and brutal fact-checking?
Look, not so far. I think they're probably very happy with their viewership, so I suspect we're not high on their agenda. But look, it's been a little bit of fun.
Well, a lot of fun from my perspective. How are you looking for next year? You're not moving time slot, are you? I know that Q&A was announced.
We certainly are not. No. We will be back bigger than ever in our 60th year, where we will also be raiding the archives a lot next year to remind people of our great history. But can I just say, yes. I'm very sorry. I can't help your listeners with the socks and the emails. Or the Balti Bridge.
Could have been a 60th anniversary scoop like no other, Morag. Bless you and continue your fine work next year.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Morag Ramsey, supervising producer there of Four Corners, our very own Four Corners, who have done some of their finest work this week, taking Netflix to task off the back of Hawkey's cameo in episode 4.